RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headline news, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. Well, listener, that was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Cabinet reshuffle is a prerogative right of President Joko Widodo. Indonesia, the Philippines intensify coordination. Information is oxygen for educational ecosystem. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung admitted President Joko Widodo has invited a number of parties to give responses regarding the reshuffle cabinet. However, President Joko Widodo has the prerogative rights to determine the decision whether the input is received or not. This was stated by Pramono Anung in Jakarta on Monday addressing the speech of Vice President Yusuf Kalla. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said the National Minded Party PAN is ascertained to get a seat in the 2016 cabinet reshuffle, Volume 2. According to Pramono Anung, President Joko Widodo has the right to request inputs to anyone, including the meeting with political party chairman last week. Indonesian government continues an effort to release 10 Indonesian citizens that became the victims of hijacking and hostage in the Philippines watchers. In a press release in Jakarta on Tuesday, the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi stated that it can be done by intensifying communication and coordination between governments of Indonesia and the Philippines. In connection with that, Minister Retno Marsudi said that she has visited the Philippines and met with Philippine President Benigno Aquino III. During the meeting, Indonesian government also emphasized the safety of 10 Indonesian citizens as the main priority.
Tujuan kunjungan ke Filipina adalah pertama untuk mengintensifkan.
The visit to the Philippines aimed to intensify communication and coordination with the Philippines government effort to release the hostages. Second is to assure the importance of the safety of 10 Indonesian citizens. Thirdly is to appreciate the cooperation of which the Philippines authority to make coordination the release of the hostages. And the visit is also aimed to communicate with other side in connection with the case.
Atas kerjasama yang sejauh ini telah diberikan oleh otoritas Filipina dalam rangka koordinasi pelepasan sandera, dan yang keempat adalah melakukan komunikasi dengan pihak-pihak terkait lainnya.
Moreover, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that Anand 12 tugboat was found at the Lahadat Watcher, Malaysian Sabah State, on Monday local time. Minister Retno added that the ship was pulled down to the Verdesco Lahadatu Port. Today, the ship is in Malaysian Maritime Forces for taking forensic tests, which will take about 7 to 10 days. Minister Retno Marsudi also said, according to the temporary information, the ship's cargo is in good condition. Meanwhile, regarding three Indonesian citizens crew of Malaysian flat tugboat Message 6 pre-front hostage, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi stated that the three citizens were in good condition and currently under supervision of the Indonesian Consulate General in Tawau, Malaysia. According to Minister Retno, the Indonesian Consulate has conducted a meeting with three citizens and delivered consular protection. Moreover, according to Minister Retno, the Indonesian consulate has also conducted a meeting with the representative of the tugboat owner. During the meeting, the right of the tugboat crews will be guaranteed by the company.
Pada tanggal 4 April kemarin, Konsulat Republik Indonesia di Tawau.
On 4th of April, the Indonesian consulate in Tawau has also conducted meeting with the representative of the boat owner. During the meeting, all parties agreed the company will guarantee all of its boat crew rights. Both parties also agreed that the company will fulfill logistic needs of the Indonesian crew.
Dijamin oleh perusahaan. Yang kedua, kebutuhan logistik selama berada di Tawau juga akan dipenuhi.
Furthermore, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi mentioned that the three Indonesian citizens will stay in Tawau for the week to deliver a statement to the Malaysian authorities. According to Minister Retno, it was aimed at assisting investigation process to find the four other tugboat crew who happened to be Malaysian citizens. Indonesian President Joko Widodo will officially open the Wasior Harbour in Wondama Bay District, West Papua on Tuesday during his official visit in the region. Ari Dupayana, a member of the presidential communication team, said in a statement received by Jakarta Globe that Wasior Harbour is the collector port in the hierarchy of seaports. The 2008 law on shipping outlines the main function of the collector port as serving domestic shipping activities, transfer, and the origin port of interprovincial passengers and goods. Wasior Harbour is intended to meet the transportation needs of the Wondana Bay District while improving the local economy and smoothing price disparities among regions. The dock construction includes passenger terminals, an office, a warehouse, and a security post. The huge education budget, 20% of the total state budget, demands a significant improvement in the quality of the national education system, something that Indonesians had been yearning for years. Now it's up to the Education and Culture Minister Anies Baswedan to respond to those demands. The first step that Minister Anies has started is publishing all data on public education. The Education Balance Sheet publication contained information that until recently was not available to the public, such as the number of students in schools, the proportion of students to teachers, and the number of damaged and broken down schools, the quality of teachers based on teacher competence evaluations, the different education budget between national and regional budgets, and the budget allocation per student and the number of accredited schools. One encouraging development is how provinces can now compare their budget with those of others as published in Education Balance Sheet. The Association of Indonesian Sugarcane Farmers, AFTRI, said that the country's production of sugarcane might decline on unfavorable climate. The year 2016 would be a difficult period for sugarcane growers in the country. This was stated by General Chairman of AFTRI, Arun Stabil. The nature condition is one of the better causing sugar fields to shrink in 2015. Therefore, if the government wants to success in achieving the target of self-sufficiency in sugar supply in 2018, it must improve distribution of fertilizer and revitalize sugar factories. However, state-owned plantation company PT Perkebunan Nusantara Tand predicted a better year in 2016, setting a higher production target for sugar. The company would carry out revitalization both on-farm and off-farm factory. Revitalization on farm would be carried out by using high yield seed variety, and off-farm revitalization would improve efficiency. The last item, the investment coordinating board BKPN has reported the principal payment of five investment schemes worth a total 222 billion rupiah, around $24.4 million, because they were being misused. The five businesses were a web portal and management consultancy, three wholesaling enterprises, and a vision company. This was stated by BKPN chief Frankie Sibarani on Monday. All is said for the fishing company had received government facilities, but they failed to follow the rules and ran different businesses from the ones stated on the permit issued by the BKPN. Frankie said, meanwhile, the fishing company had its permit revoked by Maritime and Fishery Ministry for a legal violation that Frankie refused to specify. BKPN's Deputy Director for Investment Monitoring and Implementation, Asar Ruby, said the board had reported about 12,000 permits between 2007 and 2014. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. And if you see beauty of nature among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful in the nation.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Broad Meaning of Civil Defense in Perspective of Nationality. According to Wikipedia, civil defense means a concept thrown out by legislative and officials of a country on patriotism of an individual, a group, or all components of a country in order to maintain the existence of a country. More clearly, civil defense means an effort to protect the citizens of a state from military attack or aggression from other parties that threaten a country. But in Indonesia, the concept of civil defense essentially means a willingness to serve the country and willingness to sacrifice to defend the country. It becomes an attitude and behavior of citizens imbued with the affection for the Unitary Republic of Indonesia based on Pancasila state ideology and the 1945 Constitution. The concept of civil defense is not just through physical sacrifice, but also in more subtle ways. Some examples are to help preserve the culture, study hard for the students, obey the laws and rules of the country, as well as to love domestic products. If we can honestly ask ourselves, have we been in bed with the concept of civil defense? Have we asked ourselves about our roles for the survival of the nation? Where are the rules as a citizen of Indonesia to uphold the independence of the nation that has been sacrificed by their fighters? As Indonesians, it's time for them to take action for defending the nation. But in a small scale, namely defending the state according to the rules in everyday lives. A teacher can defend the country by being a good teacher and educating the nation's children. A journalist can defend the nation by providing non-provocative information. A worker can defend the country by working professionally. In other words, everyone can defend the nation in their respective fields. If the roles had been proportionally done, hopefully Indonesia will be developed and stepped forward. This is the true meaning of defending the country in a national perspective. Listener, that was commentary today read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. First is from April 5, 1948, the birthday of Subang District in the province of West Java. Subang History Book published by the Department of Culture and Tourism of Subang District recorded the determination of April 5 as the birth date of Subang refers to a meeting that was held on the date in Cimanggu, Cimenteng Village, Sijambi District. The meeting set the territorial division and the head of emergency government. At that time, the state was in critical condition due to the first Dutch military aggression. One of the meeting's decisions is to turn eastern region of Karawang into East Karawang Regency with its first region Danta Gandawikarna. The area of East Karawang Regency then was the districts of Subang and Purwakarta now. At that time, the two regions was called Purwakarta Regency with its capital Subang. Determination of the name of East Karawang Regency on April 5, 1948 was a momentum for the birth of Subang District, which was then made official by the decision of the Regional Parliament in 1977. Switch now to April 5, 1950, Andi Aziz Uprising. Andi Aziz is a former officer of the Dutch colonial formed KNIL Army, who was later admitted into the armed forces of the United Republic of Indonesia States or APRIS. The objective of Aziz Uprising was to maintain the unity of the East Indonesia state and refuse the entry of APRIS troops into the Republic of Indonesia Army. On April 5, 1950, Aziz rebels had and occupied vital places and held the Eastern Indonesia Territory Commander, Lieutenant Colonel A.J. Mokoginta. To overcome the rebellion, the Indonesian government issued an ultimatum on April 8, 1950, ordering Aziz to report to and be accountable for his actions to Jakarta within 4 times 24 hours. And Andi Aziz was arrested and tried in military court in Yogyakarta in 1953 and was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Last is from April 5, 2004, general elections in Indonesia. The general election for members of the House of Representatives, Regional Representatives Council, and Regional House of Representatives were held simultaneously on April 5, 2004 to vote for 550 members of the House of Representatives, 128 members of Regional Representatives Council, as well as members of the Regional Representatives Council, Provincial and Regency and City in Indonesia from 2004 to 2009. The elections in 2004 was declared as the most complicated elections in the history of democracy in Indonesia. And that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, Daily News and Events. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with focus. Today's theme is Indonesia opens cooperation and provides aid to Fiji. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan left for Fiji to deliver aid worth $5 million to the Prime Minister of Fiji, J.V. Bainimarama, during a courtesy call in Suva, Thursday, March the 31st. The aid was given as Indonesia's token of sympathy on Winston typhoon that occurred in the country in late February 2016. The momentum was also used by the two countries to further strengthen cooperation in various fields. Luhut Panjaitan also expressed sympathy and condolences of the government and people of Indonesia to the government and people of Fiji for the disaster that occurred last February the 21st. He also affirmed that a company of Indonesian Army Engineer troops will arrive in early May to repair Queen Victoria School in Lawaki area. In addition, Indonesia will also send 100 units of hand tractors to help agricultural sector in Fiji. He also promised to return again later to Fiji to see firsthand the work of the Army Engineer troops in their assigned region in assisting the process of reconstruction after Winston typhoon. Luhut said Indonesia wanted to give more serious attention to the Pacific region and to be present more often in the South Pacific. Meanwhile, Fijian Minister of Agriculture, Rural Development and Maritime Territory and Fiji National Disaster Management, Inia Seru Iratu, welcomed the Indonesian offers of cooperation and disaster relief. He stated that Indonesia is one of the key players in the Asia-Pacific region that has been successful in disaster management and mitigation of disasters as recognized internationally. He hopes the two countries can continue to improve cooperation in other important areas such as education, agriculture, economy, and food security. On the other hand, the Indonesian ambassador to Fiji, Gary R.M. Yusuf, said Fiji is Indonesia's friend in the South Pacific region who never forgot the services of Indonesia when the country was isolated post-Blatter's coup in 2006. According to Gary Yusuf, Indonesia has also helped Fiji's transformation from a military regime to a democracy and provided technical cooperation assistance in fisheries such as the development of seaweed. Previously, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi also had a bilateral meeting with Foreign Minister of Fiji Ratu Inoke Kubu Abola on the sidelines of the Regional Ministerial Conference of the Bali Process on March the 22nd this year. Indonesian government expressed sympathy and commitment to assist the government of Fiji in the process of rehabilitation and reconstruction after the cyclone hit Fiji some time ago. According to Retno Marsudi, Fiji is one of Indonesia's largest trading partners in the Pacific region, as well as the potential to become a trade link in the South Pacific for Indonesia. The value of bilateral trade in January until December 2015 was recorded at $21.24 million with Indonesia's surplus of $19.81 million. Well, that was Focus over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Indonesia opens cooperation and provides aid to Fiji.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published today on Tuesday, April 5, 2016. We start from Kompas in its headline, the Daily writes about the commitment of elite group to be the key in lowering corruption. Commitment of the government and parliament to be the key to reducing the rate of corruption. The commitment can be either regulatory approval to strengthen the deterrent effect for corruptors, as well as the construction of the system from the central to the region to minimize opportunities for corruption. The commitment is now very awaited, because corruption undermining the pillar of the national life, while on the other hand, the deterrent effect for corruptors is getting lower. Meanwhile, Media Indonesia in its headline writes about the state should protect freedom. Silencing the freedom of speech and intolerance of law enforcement and community organizations continue to occur. The state must ensure violations of the constitution will not happen again. Earlier this month, at least there are two events that demonstrate the denial of freedom of speech and tolerance. On Friday, April 1, 2016, the mass of Riau Islamic Defenders Front removed the discussion held by Pekanbaru Muslim Students Association. The headline of Republika writes about the police evacuating the arrest of Siono case. The Central Board of Muhammadiyah met Chief of the Indonesian Police Polri related to advocacy of the death of Siono on the hands of Anti-Terror Special Detachment 88 officers, or Densus 88. Muhammadiyah claimed the two sides agreed to evaluate the case. We conclude with Business Indonesia in its headline, Rights Petrol breaks up this month. Dissolution of Pertamina Energy Trading Limited at the end of this month after a subsidiary of PT Pertamina was completed all of its obligations. This dissolution will provide added value of $651 million per year. Pertamina Finance Director Arif Budiman said, Pertamina Energy Trading Petrol still need to complete a tax liability, while the debts of Pertamina Energy Services must be resolved immediately. That's the headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here is a summary read by Rahmana. Indonesian Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung admitted President Joko Widodo has invited a number of parties to give responses regarding the reshuffle cabinet. Indonesian government continues an effort to release 10 Indonesian citizens that become the victims of hijacking and hostage in the Philippines waters. Regarding the three Indonesian citizens of crew of Malaysian flight tugboat Massive 6 free from hostage Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Resno Marsudi stated that the three citizens were in good condition and currently under supervision of Indonesian Consulate General in Tawau, Malaysia. President Joko Widodo will officially open the Wasiru Harbour in Wondama Bay District, West Papua on Tuesday during his official visit in the region. Aryo Dipayana, member of the Presidential Communication Team, said in a statement received by Jakarta Globe that Wasiru Harbour is the crater port in the hierarchy of seaports. The huge education budget, 20% of the total state budget, demands a significant improvement in the quality of the national education system, something that Indonesians had been yearning for years. The Association of Indonesian Sugarcane Farmers, APTRI, said that the country's production of sugarcane might decline on unfavorable climate. The investment coordinating board BKPN has reported their principled permits of five investment schemes worth a total 322 billion rupees, around $24.4 million, because they were being misused. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, and with the beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz.
you may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line through Voice of Indonesia PO Box 1157 Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Magelang, Central Java. Stay tuned. Listener, coffee has become one of the popular beverages worldwide. It is not difficult to find the type of drink. From five-star restaurant to the street vendors peddling the black-colored drink with different types of flavor to get the taste of coffee. There are a variety of coffee brewing process. In general, the powder of coffee is brewed with hot water. There are also cooking the coffee with boiling water. Besides the two ways, there is also a unique way to serve coffee in Indonesia. The unique one of serving coffee to produce variants of coffee, namely glotok coffee. Glotok coffee is one of many ways to enjoy a cup of coffee. In contrast to what most people did, Klotok coffee is produced from cooked coffee without water in a saucepan on a charcoal stove. Having smelt of scorch, the coffee pouring into water and boiled. After boiling, then insert the sugar to taste. Sometimes the merchants replace it with cane juice. To make the Klotok coffee, all kinds of coffee such as Robusta and Arabica can be used, but it should be used the beans ripen on the tree, or you can use the coffee beans that fell to the ground. Listener, Klotok coffee resulting strong coffee aroma, which is thick with bitter taste. In addition to the original coffee taste, Klotok coffee merchant also provides a variety of Klotok coffee flavors. These flavors are obtained by adding more variety of mixtures of spices, such as cinnamon, cloves, ginger, and lemongrass. The choice of flavors is certainly dependent on the taste of the buyer. To enjoy Klotok coffee, you can find a lot of Klotok coffee shops in Magelang, Central Java. There, the merchants peddle Klotok coffee ranging from 6 p.m. until late at night with a price of 5,000 to 8,500 rupiah per cup. Prices, of course, depend on the flavors of the coffee. Klotok coffee has quite unique name. According to local residents, Klotok coffee name comes from two things. Firstly, the name was taken from the cooking process. The powder of coffee sticky over the pan peel off when flushed with water. In Javanese language, it is called glotok or flake. In addition, Klotok also comes from the name of the village of coffee origin in Cebu, Central Java. Due to a good flavor of the coffee, Klotok coffee famous in many areas in Central Java, especially in Magelang. So do not forget to bring the Klotok coffee as souvenir if you come to Magelang. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Klotok coffee. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in conversation. Today's topic is ke museum, or in English, a trip to the museum. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice, you can follow after me. House. House in English, thirsty. Lapar. Lapar, hungry. Makan. Makan, to eat. Minum. Minum, to drink. Sekitar sini. Sekitar sini, around here. Museum wayang. Museum wayang. Wayang Museum. Menyimpan, menyimpan, to keep or to house. Balai seni rupa, balai seni rupa, art gallery. Karya, karya, works or creation. Pelukis besar, great artist. Naik taksi, naik taksi, to take a taxi. Tekstil, tekstil, textile. Melihat, melihat, to see. Mempelajari, mempelajari, to learn. Pakaian, pakaian, dresses or clothes. Tradisional, tradisional, traditional. Membatik, membatik, to make batik cloth. Gajah, gajah, elephant. Next is a conversation on ke museum, or in English, a trip to the museum. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nancy and Annie at the museum. Saya sudah haus dan lapar. Saya sudah haus dan lapar. In English, I'm already thirsty and hungry. Apakah kita bisa makan dan minum di sekitar sini? Apakah kita bisa makan dan minum di sekitar sini? In English, can we eat and drink around here? Baiklah, kita makan dulu. Baiklah, kita makan dulu. Okay, let's eat something. Setelah itu, kita lanjutkan ke museum wayang. Setelah itu, kita lanjutkan ke museum wayang. After that, we can proceed to wayang museum. Museum wayang menyimpan koleksi wayang Indonesia. Museum wayang menyimpan koleksi wayang Indonesia. Wayang Museum houses a collection of Indonesian wayang or puppet. Setelah itu kita ke Balai Seni Rupa. Setelah itu kita ke Balai Seni Rupa. After that, we'll go to the Fine Arts Gallery. Ada apa di Balai Seni Rupa? Ada apa di Balai Seni Rupa? What can we see at the gallery? Di sana ada karya-karya pelukis besar Indonesia seperti Raden Saleh dan Afandi. Di sana ada karya-karya pelukis besar Indonesia seperti Raden Saleh dan Afandi. There are paintings by Indonesian great maestro such as Raden Saleh and Afandi. Menarik sekali. Very interesting. Setelah itu, kita kemana lagi? Setelah itu, kita kemana lagi? After that, where are we going? Dari Balai Seni Rupa, kita naik taksi ke Museum Tekstil. Dari Balai Seni Rupa, kita naik taksi ke Museum Tekstil. From the Art Gallery, we'll take a taxi to the Textile Museum. Di Museum Tekstil, kita bisa melihat dan mempelajari pakaian tradisional Indonesia. Di Museum Tekstil, kita bisa melihat dan mempelajari pakaian tradisional Indonesia. At the Textile Museum, we can see and learn about Indonesian traditional dresses. Selain itu, di Museum Tekstil kita juga bisa belajar membatik. Selain itu, di Museum Tekstil kita juga bisa belajar membatik. In addition, we can also learn to make batik cloth there. Saya ingin sekali belajar membatik. Saya ingin sekali belajar membatik. I really want to learn to make batik cloth. Bila masih ada waktu, kita lanjutkan ke Museum Nasional atau Museum Gajah. Bila masih ada waktu, kita lanjutkan ke Museum Nasional atau Museum Gajah. If we still have time left, we can continue to the National Museum or the Elephant Museum. Di Museum Nasional, kita melihat benda-benda peninggalan zaman Hindu di Jawa. Di Museum Nasional, kita bisa melihat benda-benda peninggalan zaman Hindu di Jawa. At the National Museum, we can see some artifacts from the Japanese Hindu Kingdoms era. Di museum ini, kamu juga bisa berfoto. Di museum ini, kamu juga bisa berfoto. You can also take some pictures at the museum. Wisata kita kali ini akan sangat menarik sekali. Wisata kita kali ini akan sangat menarik sekali. Today's trip will be very interesting. Sungguh pengalaman yang tidak terlupakan. Sungguh pengalaman yang tidak terlupakan. Indeed, it's an unforgettable experience. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will present you to Indonesian singer, namely Teza Sumendra. Well, listener, to initiate today's Music Corner, let's listen to the first song entitled I Want Your Love, by Teza Sumendra. Happy listening.
For the first time I saw you, you make me feel like, you make me feel like, damn, I wanna take you, take you to my castle. Maybe we can chill, or maybe we could make love right now. Want your love. Well, baby, I've been looking at you. I wanna touch your love. Baby, I've been thinking about you. We can make some love. Make some love. And take that clothes off of you. You can take your love. Take your love. Do whatever you wanna do. Baby, I'm ready to take all of you. I want you to lead me and bring me inside you. And baby, chill out, lay down and enjoy the ride. I will kiss you from your neck and push you hard. You can chill down, put your guard down while you take it off. Then you're screaming out when you call my name and I'll break you off. Yeah, you got me good and it feels so good and I keep you in my arms. Don't wanna get you off my body. Oh, but I gotta say, I want your love. Well, baby, I've been looking at you. I wanna touch your love. Baby, I've been thinking about you. We can make some love. Make some love. And take that clothes off of you. You can take your love.
You. We can make some love,
make some love,
and take that gloss off on you. You can take it love,
take it love, baby.
Whatever you wanna do,
I want you love, baby.
Hey, hey. Baby, I've been looking at you. I wanna touch your love,
I wanna touch your love, baby.
Baby, I've been thinking about you.
We can make some love, baby.
Take
Sometimes it is required a hard struggle, perseverance, and a strong conviction to get what we want or desire for life. Similarly to his career in achieving his dream to become a professional singer, Teza Sumendra's name became familiar among music fans in the country. Thanks to his remarkable appearance in several music events he participated in the past few years, including the Indonesian Idol Singing Competition in 2006. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled I Need. Teza Sumendra, happy listening.
In my heart from here, and I hope that this will make us strong. I hope the truth is made you clear, and I hope that we can learn and move on. This time the stakes are way too high. I see what I'm about to lose. It's time to let the old me die. Things are love, I gotta choose.
I know I said that I was gonna change a long time ago.
That's what I said, I said, I said.
Guess it takes some dirt and all that for real bad to grow.
Same place, out of rain, out of ways to say I'm sorry. Instead of running the jumps on the same case, tired of being that last in the same race. I'll admit it, probably should have did it. Cause it's breaking down, I don't know how to fix it. We've been here before, don't know how to act. If I let you walk out the door, I know you ain't coming back, baby. I know, I swear I said, yeah.
Guess it takes some dirt and all that for real, that's what grows.
You go, I'm in love. I know the things I did was wrong. Please, girl, let me make it up. And you're the best I've ever had. Baby, you're all that I need. You give me everything, and I took it for granted. So can we go?
Somewhere way too far from giving up. It's wrong.
It's wrong, it's all I've never been. But all I want is love again with you. You and baby, I know now.
I need
said I need. I said I need. Oh, you're my sweet lady. Yeah. Said I can't do it without you.
Listener, the determination of Teza Sumendra to continue his career in the music finally success. Thanks to his hard work, in 2015, Teza Sumendra officially released her debut studio album, which contains 11 songs. Teza Sumendra, who was born on March 11, 1988, is of course feel very happy with the presence of his debut album, because the album opens the way for him to start a career in the music world. For the color of music genre presented by Teza Sumendra is more dominated by R&B and soul that has become his trademark. With the presence of Teza Sumendra in the Indonesian music industry become a very good thing, because the Indonesian music will become increasingly colorful with the presence of his music works. Well, listener, before we conclude the program of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs by Teza Sumendra, entitled Satu Rasa and Tonight. Have a listening.
Saat bersama adakah cinta yang kau hadirkan dalam suasana, yeah. Ada senyum saat kulihat kedua mata, tapi akankah balas rasa ini terbuai pesona. Oh, 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 oh. Kau tanyakan dalam angan-angan,
temukan
diriku kasih, bila kau pahami hal yang sama.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.